Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
So, you'd like to believe in God, but you wonder, are the people of America going to just sit back, sit still, and allow the presidential election to be stolen? And it was stolen. Who are we kidding? You can stick your head in the sands. It was stolen. Are the people of America going to sit back and watch it be stolen? No. No, the people aren't. But as for those in charge, those who could do something about it, those who are delighted that it was stolen, they're not going to do anything. There are others in authority who don't like what happened. They know exactly what happened. They don't like what happened. They hate what happened. But you know what they're going to do about it? They're not going to do anything either. They are not going to act. At least it sure doesn't look like they will. Now, there's a march going on in Washington, or it's coming up on January the 6th. Maybe that will make a difference. In the meantime, Joe Biden has commented. We've been waiting with bated breath. That's right. It's time for our Joe Biden update. Now, this should make everybody feel better. Hold on to your seats, my friends. Biden denies that there are any signs of voter fraud. Thank God. That was a close one. Sleep easy and happy new year from that pinnacle of truth and integrity whose word is as rock solid as the basement he campaigned in. Now, I doubt that the Supreme Court would agree with Mr. Biden. And by the way, to me, he is Mr. Biden. I doubt that the Supreme Court agrees, but it doesn't seem to matter whether they agree or not. Apparently, the Supreme Court, along with so many politicians, and I know the people in the court don't view themselves as politicians, but that's exactly what they are. They have been compromised. Are they claiming to be compromised? No. When does anybody stand up and say, I've been compromised? Of course, they're not claiming that. What are they claiming? Well, SCOTUS presumably does not feel it is their place to interfere with elections, even though in reality they are refusing to hear evidence of an election interfered with. It will be interesting to see if they interfere with President Trump should he start using some of the executive options at his disposal. Let's see Chief Justice Roberts try to talk them out of election interference then. Then again, we don't know what Trump will do either. Everyone around him is encouraging him to concede, even people on his cabinet, many of them, I'm sure, for the sake of unity, for the sake of moving on, for the sake of the American people. The American people need to move on. Do it, Mr. President, for the sake of the American people. Well, the American people don't want any more political compromise. At least many of us American people are fed up. Fed up in state after state. But speaking of states, what better example of a state than good old sunny California? That's right. It's time once again for our King Newsom update. His Royal Majesty King Newsom seems to like the latest of the CDC guidelines. Have you heard about the guidelines? These are about the vaccines. First, we were going to just take 15 days to flatten the curve. Then things couldn't go back to normal till we got the vaccine. Now we have the vaccine. They're trying to figure out ways to keep stretching it out. So now we are being told that the elderly will not necessarily be the first to get the vaccine, even though we shut down the entire country in order to keep them safe. CDC is recommending racial quota priority distribution instead. This, when one of the few things, and I mean one of the very few things doctors agreed upon, is that the seniors are in the highest risk group. Well, fine. Give it to whomever you want. There are certainly other high risk demographics, but it's time to open the country, Governor. If you never intended to protect the people, we folded our entire republic in order to protect you and the other governors. We will all have to simply decide for ourselves the best way to be careful and cautious, which is the way it should have just been done in the first place. Ladies and gentlemen, our politicians and authorities have done zero to earn our trust, zero to earn our respect. They even tried to cancel Christmas gatherings. Well, I'll tell you what. If canceling Christmas can be done by decree, then why don't I just issue a decree of my own? A decree from your old pal, Bob. I hereby decree that Christmas is extended this year. So you think it ended on the 25th? Well, think again. 2020 is coming to an end. I keep hearing everybody go, oh, thank goodness this year is over. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Democrats take over all three branches of our government, and that would include the Supreme Court, since they're not going to stack the Supreme Court if they get the Senate, if they take over, you're going to look back and 2020 was going to be your last good year. It was a terrible year. Don't get me wrong. It sucked eggs with two straws compared to what you're going to see. You'll wish it could be 2020 again. You get Biden and his cohorts in there, you're going to miss Trump's tweets. And I didn't even like all the tweets, but you're going to miss them, I'm telling you. But here's somebody you don't have to miss. My good friend and rotating co-host, say hello to Jim Barrier.
Hey, Bob. Well, I'm going to agree with you on some things and not agree with you on some things, but I'm totally with you about extending Christmas. And I'm on board with that, and particularly Christmas music. And I always love the fact that you play plenty of Christmas music on your show. But I have composed a new song. Actually, I took an old song and I wrote new words to it. And I'd like to share that with you at this time.
Okay.
I should have got a drum roll.
Brendan, okay.
Drum roll for me.
You have a drum roll for him, Brendan?
Okay, now you'll have to imagine the tune in your mind, Auld Lang Syne. May 2020 be forgot and never brought to mind. May 2020 be hindsight and left so far behind. We wore our masks and got our shots and waited in long lines, and Netflix was our movie show and DoorDash where we dined. And surely you'll have memories and surely I'll have mine. May 2020 be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne. There you go.
That is very clever, Jim. And I don't know where we're agreeing or disagreeing, because I completely agree that I would like to see all those things about 2020 in the rearview mirror. But our politicians have no intention of allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
Now, what they'll get away with, I can't say, but they have no intention of stopping those things. They've just begun. They're planning on passing the torch to the Green New Deal now. Just wait.
Next year, they won't be talking about
Christmas gatherings. They'll tell us that if we put up lights, we're contributing to global warming. You just watch. Mark my words.
Well, I'm going to be making my annual predictions, as I do on the last show of the year. I'll be doing that a little later, and so we'll cover some of those things.
Okay, Brendan can't wait to talk about the sports predictions you made last year, but we have him warming up in the bullpen. He's ready to come on.
I also want to announce that I'm launching a new movement in social media. It is #NotMyVaccine.
Oh, okay. Now, we talked about the vaccine the last time you were on.
Bob, don't interrupt me, Bob!
Whoa! Oh, that's right. You were going to make a joke. I thought you were making a serious statement, and I'm interrupting your joke. Well, start again.
You did.
Let me repent. Start it again.
Let me try again.
All right.
I'm launching a new movement on social media. #NotMyVaccine/MyBodyMyChoice.
Oh, there you go. Very good.
Now, aren't you sorry you interrupted me, right?
I am very sorry. How can I make it up to you?
Well, I don't know. We could either have fun or be serious.
I think these days we need to do both. We need to be serious enough because we're in serious times, but We need to keep our humor, or people are going to go out of their minds with this seriousness.
I know. That's how you deal with things sometimes. I did a little research, and the Times of San Diego, right there in your town, it's an independent news source. You can go to their website. This is what they published. A total of 18 influenza cases have been reported to San Diego County so far this year, compared to 400 at the same time last year.
Right. Well, what that means is that we have a lot of people that had influenza, but they also had COVID, and they marked it as COVID. Yeah.
And we addressed that before about all of the other diseases dropping dramatically.
Yeah, COVID's amazing. COVID cures every disease but COVID. If you get COVID, you're not going to get anything else.
And this is right up to the date. Currently, the U.S. death total is the same as it was in 2018 and 2019, despite the fact that we've had all these millions of deaths, or however many Biden said. I think he said 200 million people have died. But, you know, Joe isn't always real clear on the numbers. The death total is the same right now as it was at this time last year and the year before. But we have all of these extra COVID deaths, which means, again, that we need to give a shout out to China for curing so many other
people. Yeah, hey, let's hear it. I know. I'm telling you, you can die by smoking an exploding rubber cigar, and they'll mark it as COVID on your death certificate. We're three kings.
We use the signet, you know.
Yeah, the kids' version.
Yeah, you know it. Right? Here's another thing. And I had a friend just told me this. He's working in a hospital in San Diego and talked with the staff there. Here's what we don't hear in the media and their reports. We hear about that the hospitals are full and there are no beds available. Available hospital beds means staffed beds. And because so many staff members have been sent home from hospitals because of exposure to COVID or because of financial cuts, or worse than that, having been sent to New York or other hotspots because they need help, hospital staffs are down, therefore available beds are down because there's not enough staff. There are plenty of empty beds, but they don't have the staff to be able to cover that. So that's a deceitful stat when they say that the hospital beds are not available. It means that they've gotten rid of so many staff and they've run so many people out of business and everything else. Plus the fact that many medical professionals have gone to work in emergency medical clinics and those kind of things. So the fact is the staff numbers are down at hospitals. That's why the available beds are down. And I didn't know that until this past week.
So what is it about 2021 so far that you think is going to be better than 2020?
Oh, I didn't say anything was going to be better. but I'm going to contradict some of the things
I think
I have been
2020 was the first year of partial tyranny, and it's probably going to end up being the last year of a modicum of freedom. That's only if certain politicians get their way. We can still do something about this, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm just telling you,
yes, we can.
The trajectory, if enough people don't rise up, if God doesn't work a miracle.
Yeah, and that's what it will take. But, we've been calling for years for people to get involved, particularly Christians. People of faith need to be praying seriously, and they need to be involved when they vote and being vocal, and not be afraid to be politically incorrect. That's really taken its toll, I think, on our nation, that people have been afraid to speak what they know is the truth. They've been afraid to speak out against tyranny because they could lose their jobs. They could be put out of schools. It's really a sad, sad thing, but the media has seized control of what is okay and what is not okay, what is true and what is not true, though I don't think they really believe in truth anymore. But what's permissible, what's allowable, that's all been commandeered. And so now we're at the mercy of the politically correct police, the brain police, if you will.
We are, I'll tell you, the Christians, some of them say, I don't think it's right for Christians to get involved in politics. And on the other hand, some of the ones that get involved, they're so offended by Trump's tweets that they vote for a man like Joe Biden, who actually approves of infanticide. Well, we'll hold that thought. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.
Bob Siegel's novel, Push the Winds Around, is now available in both ebook and print copies. Check out this customer review from Amazon.com. Talk about a good read. Have you ever thought, If only God would allow me to go back in time to right my wrongs. What if I could change those decisions I made? What would be the outcome? Would the changes make a difference? If you have ever thought about that, then this book is your challenge. The story is so good you won't want it to end. You'll see why it deserves 5 stars. Bob Siegel, you've done it again. Can't wait for the sequel. Push the Winds Around, available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
I'm your host, Bob Siegel. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Here to join me once again for a year-end summary, say hello to Jim Barrier.
And I don't think in one show we could cover all of the crazy things that happened in this past year, but probably nothing was crazier than the way the election was hijacked. And you expressed concern about us losing the Senate, us being the conservative of the Republican Party, et cetera, which there's a recount or a runoff election in Georgia for 2 Senate seats. If both of those are turned to the Democrats, then they will control the White House, Congress, and Senate, and then that's going to do some serious damage. Who knows the repercussions will come from that. So we had ended the last segment about praying and being involved in, and that's something we need to be involved in. I can't vote in Georgia because I'm not a Democrat. If I were,
everybody that's a Democrat, no matter where in the country they live, they're voting in Georgia. And you know what the Republicans are doing about it? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. But I can pray. And we can certainly be vocal as we are here on this show. That is a very critical situation right now. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Because there is really, other than praying right now, I don't know that there's a whole lot that I can do to affect the outcome of that situation. And when we pray, here's some specifics. Don't just pray nebulously, I pray that the good guys win. I pray that the Republican wins. Now, pray that there is honesty, clarity, that there is illumination, that there is exposure of corruption, those kind of things. Pray that people will have courage. You have used a term that I love over the years. You've talked about the shameless Democrats and the spineless Republicans. And I'm already seeing it. It's amazing how many Republicans now are turning on the president already since he lost the election. Though, as I said a month ago, it's not so much that he lost, it's just that Biden stole it fair and square. At any rate, we need to pray that corruption will be exposed and that there will be people, whistleblowers, there will be people that enforce the laws that won't look the other way, that they'll say, we can't allow this to happen in our country. And I've already lost faith in the Supreme Court. I was so excited. Particularly about Barrett being appointed and that Trump had appointed his third justice, but they already have.
Yeah, I was not as excited when on her first day, Chief Justice Roberts talked her into recusing herself when they could have stopped the Pennsylvania nonsense ahead of time. Yeah, I just saw saw the handwriting on the wall. Jim, yeah. I feel that the corruption has already been exposed and that the people who could do something about it, the courts, the Congresses, they already know what they can do. They've already decided not to do it. I'm still holding out for that miracle, but I just have zero faith that this march that's going to be going on in Washington, it may be that the spineless Republicans will see so many people come out that even for spineless reasons, they'll worry about getting reelected, possibly there. But we've talked about this before. Who knows what kinds of threats are being put on their lives? Some of them, it is just as simple as I'm putting out my finger and seeing which way the wind's blowing. Some of them, probably, there are threats. I think that some of these machines that have been switching votes, it could be that some of the Republicans know that that happened to them in the past, and they're afraid that if it's exposed, it's going to come back to haunt them. Who knows what's going on? Trump tried to tell people for years that there was this swamp in Washington. I don't think even he knew how much of a swamp that it was.
Yeah, he didn't realize how deep it is. Here's something you can do. You can write to to your local representatives and say, I'm incensed about the things going on in Washington, D.C. I want something done, and I will not vote for you if you stand idly by and allow this to happen. Speak up on my behalf. You were elected to represent me. And those kind of things can happen at a grassroots level if people will get involved and write. The problem is, and I have written to my representatives and even governor, lieutenant governor, and state attorney general. I've done those things, and I would encourage people to do that. Your voice does matter. And I think too many people think, well, I don't. They don't care about what I think. They do. You pay their salary.
Well, maybe in Texas and, that works, Jim. Here in beautiful, sunny California, where we live under the decrees
of
King, you can write your congressman, and they can just say, well, what do I care? We have the election fixed anyway. These people can threaten me till the cows come home. That's the problem. The irony of this is we're telling them to look into the election results, or we won't vote for them in a fair election. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, you have to use whatever pressure you can. You have to use whatever tools.
Oh, I agree. People should still. Yeah, I agree. People should still make the effort. But
yeah,
just so
and I just don't think that very many people do. And maybe it's even deeper than that. I think an awful lot of people. You talked about people who they wouldn't vote for Trump because they didn't like his personality.
But they voted for the party that allows infanticide. Yeah. This is where we are in America today.
Yeah. People can be very shallow sometimes. I fear that our culture, the society we live in, morally and intellectually, is quite shallow. and we're much more about feelings.
Well, and let me say this. Let me say this about my fellow Christians. You're an old Looney Tune lover. Remember Yosemite Sam and Bugs Bunny? He'd go, rabbits are so stupid. Where is Yosemite Sam today for my fellow Christian brothers and sisters to say, Christians can be so stupid? Okay, Brendan has another bone to pick with you about your sports predictions from last year, though.
Yeah. Okay, so I went up to listen to the other show last year. And I got to do it. I got to do it, Jim. So here's his prediction.
Last show we did before the country shut down.
right. So
I predicted that, right? Didn't I predict that?
You predict something here. I'll let you know. Here's the one thing you predicted correct. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
For college football, you said Clemson would win against LSU. Nope, not at all. I'm trying to figure out if I should count this or not. He said San Diego State would make it to the Final Four and Gonzaga would win the national championship. No. Clippers would win the NBA championship. No, they lost in the Western Conference semifinals. And then lastly, he said the Astros would win the World Series. American League championship,
man.
And the Dodgers actually won. So I'm upset because I'm a Padres fan. So, you know.
And I picked the Dodgers the year before. So I was just off a year. And the Final Four, I don't think we can count that because they didn't have the Final Four tournament. So those things, I still stand by that. I think that San Diego State would have got to the Final Four. I don't think they will this year. I do think Gonzaga will be in the Final Four if they have a tournament, but I'm not sure there will even be a tournament.
Yeah, from what I heard, it's not happening. So,
Jim, from where I'm sitting, all you had to do was predict that we wouldn't have real audiences in the stadiums at football or baseball games. Those of us watching on TV would hear this automatic applause like the old laugh track on Bewitched.
It's so silly.
It's ridiculous. These are the age we live in.
Are you ready for my predictions for 2021?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. 2021. Alabama will win the college football championship. The Chiefs will repeat as winners of the Super Bowl. Paul McCartney will win a Grammy for his newly released album, McCartney 3. And I don't have the time to explain to you why.
I didn't even know he had a new album out. See, you do know music better than me.
That stuff, yeah. I predict that Baby Yoda will eat Mickey Mouse on an episode of Mandalorian.
Hey, Disneyland's been closed all year. Look again. Baby Yoda did eat Mickey Mouse.
Exactly. Now you get it. I predict, now this is going to contradict what I have said before. I predict that Kamala Harris will not become president in 2021. Biden will not go away because they need him. They need him to cozy up to China. They need him to cozy up to Iran. They got what they wanted, and they're not going to let somebody else mess that up. So Biden will not go away.
They may find it convenient to pull that Jerry Mahoney dummy out of the shed once in a while for their purpose. On the other hand, Kamala Harris, with her ambition to be the first woman president. Have you seen that cartoon where she's hugging Joe and congratulating him and giving him a gift? And it's the car that Kennedy rode in Dallas and back in 63.
Yeah, I've seen,
she bought
I've
him
seen
a brand.
That. Yeah. I don't think that Biden is going to go away in this next year. I don't think that COVID will go away because they can still use it to manipulate the masses.
So they can still use COVID can still use Biden.
Here's some good news. I predict that Donald Trump will not go away. I think he's going to be a voice. I think he's going to be out there. And I think that he'll run again in 4 years.
Well, the problem is, if we don't fix this thing in Georgia, are we even going to have a fair election in 4 years or in 2 years?
Doubtful. But Donald is not going to go away. He hated losing. He hates losing. He loves this country. And he knows that what happened was bad for this country. And I believe he'll do everything in his power to help this country.
Well, he'd be wise to move to Israel and have them give him a bunker and direct the country from there, because I guarantee they're going to try to arrest him for something.
Yeah.
The Democrats, everybody's saying, oh, at least we won't have to hear MSNBC and CNN talk about him anymore. No, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know how it works. They are going to keep talking about Trump. You think they're going to start criticizing Biden? No matter what happens, it's going to be Trump's fault. And they want blood. They want to see this guy in jail. And it's not because they believe he's a racist. They know he's not. It's because he was starting to expose the deep state. Jim, hold with me for the next break. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.
Not sure when to try an unusual novel? Let the customer speak for themselves. Here's another Amazon customer review for Bob Siegel's latest book, The Dangerous Christmas Ornament. While there is nothing in this book that would stop you from giving it to or reading it to your kids, this book will certainly hold an adult's interest as well. The Dangerous Christmas Ornament has it all. Magic, talking cats, bullies who get their comeuppance, fun dialogue, and a good story. Do not let the title fool you. While Christmas does play a prominent role, this is really not a Christmas story, and it can be read at any time of the year, except February 31st. The Dangerous Christmas Ornament, available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
You know, maybe we should send Newsom a Christmas card, a real religious one.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I have one last prediction here, and this is a little serious compared to some of the others. I predict that we will survive. We survived a civil war, World War I, World War II, the stock market crash of 1929 and the depression that followed. We survived the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Bobby Kennedy. We survived 9/11. The American people will survive. I'm saying that with all hope. I can be just as cynical as you sometimes, but I'm just not ready to throw in the towel. I'm not going to give up on this great nation or the great people of America. And I am not going to give up on the God that we serve, in whose hands, the scripture says, lie the kings. And whatever his purposes are, whatever is going on, I know we have a free will. I know that a nation needs to turn to God and surrender to him and repent and everything else, but I'm just not ready to give up. And we might go through some hard times, and maybe those hard times will turn the American people and their hearts back to the God who has really been the foundation of this nation. We've talked about it. No matter what the liberals and the professors are telling you, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian ethic and people of faith. And the vast majority of the founding fathers were people of faith. And I just am not ready to throw in the towel. I'm not ready to give in. And I'm not ready to leave the country because, quite frankly, there's still no better place on earth to live. That's my prediction.
Well, and as you know, Jim, I have hope too. And when I'm cynical about politics, it's to put that hope toward God and not on the people. I do believe our country can survive. I think it will take a civil war, though. I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but given the choice between having a civil war or us blindly submitting to this government that stole the election, and it's not just, if it's just that they cheated, okay, I wouldn't like it. I could live with it. It's what they plan to do. It's the way they plan to fundamentally transform the country. We will not be living under the Constitution anymore. The first amendments that they will get rid of are the first one and the second one. And I'm actually a little more concerned about the first, although I know our forefathers put the second one in there four times like this. But as opposed to blindly following Biden and pretending he won the election and letting them do what they plan to do or having a civil war, I think we would need to have a civil war, and I think that's how we would survive. What say you, Jim?
You know, I've actually been saying that for some time. Now, I have felt like for several years, maybe even a decade or more, that we have been in a civil war, but a nonviolent one.
Yes, we have. That's
true. It's been a cultural war. But I think that it's possible that if push comes to shove, it could become a literal physical civil war of violence. And I would hate that to happen, but I'm kind of with you. If that has to happen to prevent tyranny, which is what the Second Amendment was all about, then bring it on. I live in Texas, by the way, where everybody owns a gun.
I've never fired a gun in my life. So I'm not advocating violence, even if it's the kind of peaceful revolution that Gandhi offered. I do think we need some kind of revolution, but I do think we need to be smart about it, because the minute you say the word civil war, what does everybody think, Jim? They think of the Civil War in the 1800s, where the South seceded from the Union, and they did so for bad reasons because of slavery. We've got to go beyond that and remember that we had a different civil war when our country began, when the colonies seceded from the Kingdom of George and Great Britain. And yet they didn't call that a civil war. They called that a revolution. So I think the rally cry should not be civil war too, because non-thinking people won't be able to make the connection and say, oh, okay, this time they're seceding for a good reason. The rallying cry should be revolutionary war too, to put it in the terms of our sequels. You know?
That's probably a better description.
Yeah, revolutionary war too. This time it's for real. Let's get a Hollywood guy on it.
Yeah, but I think it's possible something like that could happen. And again, they're stirring up talk again in the state that I reside about seceding. And Texas would do much better on its own. I don't think that'll happen, but the sentiment is there. And the people at a grassroots level are fed up with the stuff. There's all kinds of, Oracle, there's been a bunch of companies leaving California, moving to Texas, and Texans are saying, no, we don't want you. You'll bring your lousy politics.
I know.
They do.
They never make the psychic connection that their policies were the reason California became a place they couldn't live in. I have a friend who lives in Texas, and he said something interesting that I'm just considering of late, that it may not be a state-by-state thing, but a city-by-city thing. He's pointed out the fact that even in a state like Texas, where your governor did not give a bunch of draconian laws, some of the mayors still did. Some of the judges still did. Yeah. And you had to have people like that salon owner, I believe it was in Dallas, she resisted. And so maybe it won't matter what state we live in. Maybe different cities need to just say, we're not going to go along with this. I don't know. I don't know what it would look like.
I don't know.
I'm just saying we need to do something. We can't just peacefully, tamefully submit to what's going on. We can't do it, or it'll be the end of our country.
Yeah, I agree. Something must change. And I think that it's very possible that it could come to those type of terms. And I pray that it won't be necessary to do that. But I know that there are people that are ready. I know there are people ready. They're saying, bring it on. We're locked and loaded. And it's kind of a scary thing. And so I don't know what's going to happen. But I agree with you. We've taken a turn for the worse. I think we've hit a slippery slope. I think the thing in Georgia will be...
That's what it'll come down to. If we at least hold those Senate seats, we're still not going to be in great shape, but it'll be better than nothing. And, you know, we could still get out of this without a civil war. There's a lot of executive options at Trump's disposal, but he'd have to count on at least some people in the FBI and some people in the military siding with him. We're always hearing, well, the FBI is corrupt at the top, but not the rank and file, not the rank and file. Well, maybe it's time for some of these rank and file to start stepping up. Well, Jim, we're out of time. It's always great having you.
I know.
And I want to profusely apologize for interrupting your joke. Maybe in the podcast I can cut around it and it'll look like you told it without me interrupting. But maybe it'll be fun to have all our bantering after. Who knows?
People will love hearing me blow my lid there. So
it depends on whether the banter's funnier or the joke's funnier. Well, I'll make an executive decision, hoping
we'll
Trump makes a more important executive decision. Jim, great having you. We'll have you back next month. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I will see you next week.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.